My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, renegades. Hey there, renegades. Welcome back to another episode of Renegade Revolution Radio. So today is another Q&A session where I'm going to be answering the question of whether or not we are allowed to shield a family member, or whether it's encouraged to shield a family member. This is a question I actually get all the time. And when I say shield, what I mean is energetically shield, right? So like one of the things that I encourage and that I mention all the time is that if we are practicing sovereignty, it is a good idea to shield our energetic field, right? And that is just, it can look many different ways. There are so many different options to do this, but this is establishing some of those ground rules or personal laws so that any energy that's not yours can't interfere with your energetic field, right? We don't want any infiltration from any negative or toxic energies, right? And at the same time, we don't want to seep out our quantum energy as well, right? So energetically speaking, our energy is going to affect certain people, right? Like because of the fact that, especially if you're listening to this podcast, and especially if this type of stuff resonates with you, your aura and your energetic field is probably very potent and very strong. And as we heal and as we do the great work, which is part of this ascension process, our light, because we are light beings, if you aren't aware of that, I'm here to tell you that we are. And you can always listen to my Who Are We Really episode, or Who Am I Really episode, where I talk about how I discover this, and then, you know, enjoy your own journey of discovering this for yourself as well, because you don't have to take my word for it. But in our essence, right, we are light beings. And so as light beings, our light and our energy is magnetic, and it's also extremely powerful. So we are going to have an impact on others, right? Especially those who aren't doing the work for themselves, who allow all of the energetics to, you know, kind of infiltrate their energy fields, which is the majority of the people, right? The masses are usually not consciously aware of energy, and energy is light as well, right? So it all goes intertwined. And if you do not master your light, then somebody else can. And the dark forces that have taken, you know, powership roles in this fallen realm that we're in this prison planet, they know exactly how to work with the light, right? They know how to manipulate the energetic fields. And so if you're not consciously aware of your energetic field, then you will be susceptible to infiltration and manipulation and control of your energetic field and your light, right? So people who are familiar with this kind of stuff know that there's an importance of protecting yourself, and that could be putting a shield around yourself when you go into public places, or you're putting yourself online, right? If you put a video or a picture of yourself online, you are opening up yourself for psychic attack, right? This is on a very energetic level. It can be on the astral level or beyond, actually. So energetic shielding is really important, especially at the beginning, before you fully claim sovereignty and before you are really powerful at putting personal laws in place that don't allow your field to get infiltrated. And so I know a lot of people put up their shields. And so the questions that I get all the time is, can I do this for my husband, or can I do this for my wife, or can I do this for my children, you know, or can I do this for my parent, right? People that we love, we want to shield them as well. So this question, there's not a yes, no. There's not, you know, it's not a one size fits all response, right? So first of all, children that are age 21 or so and below, right? They technically are your responsibility as a parent, right? And so anything that you do for yourself energetically, so if you're protecting yourself and shielding yourself, it automatically transfers to them, you know, especially if you're the mother or you play the maternal role of young children, you are the, it's kind of like head of household, you know, parent, and, you know, fathers are extremely important as well, because we know that the masculine and feminine energy is important. But as the womb holder, right, woman, womb holder, your energetic is more powerful when it comes to protecting your children, and especially when we're talking about protecting their energy, right? Not on this physical realm, although that is part of, you know, mother's duty as well. But for this particular topic, I'm talking about energetically speaking. And so any work you do as a mom is going to transfer over to your child, okay? The child that is under 21 years of age. And listen, that number is like, I don't know if that is the exact number, but that's the number that feels correct to me. And so that is for children. When we're talking about spouse, now, anyone who gives you permission, you are technically allowed to, right? So like, let's say my husband has given me permission, right? He's like, okay, whatever you're doing for yourself, like do it for me, because that way I'm protected. Now, my husband has a conscious awareness of this. And so I, you know, being me, and y'all know how much I love to talk, I share a lot of my things with him of what I'm going through and what I'm seeing in the energetic fields and the collective, blah, blah, blah. So I think that he, on a conscious level, also is aware of his own energetic field, his own power, his own light. And so he sets personal laws for himself as well. So hand in hand, me having permission to do things to his energetic field and him having conscious awareness of his own energetic field so he can claim sovereignty and take care of himself, it works well in that kind of sense, right? Now, if I were to ask, let's say my husband was not into this, and I'm talking about any spouse, right? It could be a spouse, it could be a partner. If your partner, right, was not into this energetic thing and you are, and they know it. And so you ask them, hey, do I have permission to shield your energetic field? You do have permission. If they say yes, you have permission, and it's not against any kind of divine law to do it if someone gives you permission. But what I'm saying is, how effective is it if that same spouse, let's say, goes out and emits all of this negative energy into the world, right? If that's how they are, and they're getting triggered by everyone else's energy and things of that nature. And so they're just emitting this like energy of just being triggered and being angry or upset or have guilt or shame, or maybe they're in a depression, or maybe they're drinking too much alcohol, or maybe they're eating too much processed foods. All of the things I'm naming to you are lower vibrational frequencies. And the laws of the universe, there is a law of cause and effect, meaning if I go out into this world and I'm engaging in all of these lower vibrational activities, then lower vibrational things are going to come back at me. And I can shield all day long, and I can have my spouse or my partner shield for me. I could have an energy healer shield for me. You know, I can have a quantum therapist shield for me. I can have all of these people working for me. However, if I'm working against myself, then all of this shielding and all this work is of no value. And so that's why I said there's not a blatant yes or no answer, because if your spouse is the type of spouse that's participating in lots of lower energetic tendencies, and this goes for beyond just spouse, right? Parents or friends, if you're, you know, into doing energetic work for your friends, or clients. I know some of you here might be healers yourself, right? Or you might be working with some clients. And you can help them out by clearing some of their energetic fields, or you can shield for them. But at the end of the day, everybody who's an adult has to take some accountability for their own actions, their own thoughts, because thoughts are really important. People think, okay, well, I'm not acting out on anything negative, but yet I'm having all these negative and toxic thoughts. And then they don't realize that your thoughts dictate your quantum universe. So even if they're just in thoughts, right? If you're emitting these thoughts, or if you are having any of these negative or toxic thoughts, that's already coming back at you. And that's just the way the universal energies work. So to answer the question of, can I shield whoever, right? Whoever you love and care about. The truth is, yes, you can if they've given you permission. Now, shielding someone without their permission has repercussions. First of all, it's against divine law. You cannot mess with the energetics of someone else without their consent. And this is why, you know, the dark forces, when we say like they show us everything that they're going to do before they do it, it's for that very reason. When they show us that there's a lot of dark energy in Netflix, for example, and we're partaking in Netflix, they can put in an energetic law that is trying to penetrate our energetic fields and trigger us and get this loosh out of us and get, you know, trigger a response or something from us, right? And because we're participating with that thing that they've put out there, which is like Netflix, I'm just using Netflix as an example, right? But whatever it is, right? If they're putting it out there and we are participating and engaging with it, then we are consenting to it. So they're not breaking a divine law. They know exactly how divine laws work. And so we have to be aware as well that the same applies to us, that if we are energetically doing any work on anybody else, right? Whether that is shielding them, whether that's tapping into their energetic field to get information, which we are, as we go through this ascension and ascension, as we're growing, as we're evolving, we're going to access some powers that we have as humans, right? I've always said that we have many senses beyond the five senses that they tell you about. And so we're going to unlock some of these powers. And so we have to make sure that if we want to stay in alignment with divine will, right? If we're team light side, we got to follow divine laws. We know what they are innately within us. We cannot tap into someone's energetic field without their permission. It's against divine law. And if you do it and you break that law, then you're going to have to suffer the consequences that come from breaking that law. And this is not a tyrannical God in the sky that's going around punishing people for breaking laws, but it is an order, a divine order that's set in motion and that's set in place. And when we break that order, when we try to deviate from that order, the universal energies are going to have a kind of a backlash effect on us. So I personally do not endorse or condone any type of breaking of divine laws, because I just know that, you know, they can have really drastic effects and I don't want any part of that. And plus, you know, I'm team light. I don't want to go against what God has put in place for us. And so I personally would not energetically shield anyone who has not given me permission, besides just the law of intent and consent, right? There's also the law of cause and effect, which is that if we are going to do energetic work for someone else, then we're pretty much putting a cord between us and that person, if we didn't clear the cord. And we're also taking on some of the karmic debt of that person. So if I do energetic work on someone, then that kind of creates karma for me. Not kind of, it does. Okay, and energetic healers, that this is their calling and this is what they're here to do, they know how to clear that, right? But for the rest of us who might not be energetic healers or whatever, if we're not aware of how to clear that, you know, or how to work within the realms of healing, right? Energetic healing, then maybe that is something that we don't need to touch, right? I know for me personally, I don't want anybody else's karma. That, you know, I'm already working on clearing my own damn karma. I don't want anyone else's karma. I don't want to get stuck in any kind of karmic cycles. And so that is the reason I don't do any type of energetic work on anybody else besides my children, who there's no, well, there is some karmic debt taken there, but, you know, I'm willing to take that because they're my kids. And for my husband, if he weren't consciously aware of all of this and he wasn't doing the work himself, I personally would not do any type of energetic work for him as well. He is doing the work. So at this time, you know, I have no problem doing certain things for him. But even, I mean, I believe in sovereignty, and that's kind of the thing that I teach here when we're talking about being a renegade. It really has to do with embracing sovereignty. And as we embrace our own sovereignty, we should respect the sovereignty of others. This is why sometimes I also say, and this is another story for a different day, but I might as well just touch base with it here. When people say that they're channeling extraterrestrial beings and those ETs or whatever are providing guidance on how to live our life here on Earth or what to do or how we should be, right? A real higher dimensional being that is in alignment with the light is not going to interfere with what's going on here on Earth, because that is against divine will. You know, we are supposed to be sovereign and learning for ourselves and evolving our souls on our own. We are taking the responsibility to do that on our own. So any being that's interjecting and telling you like, do this or do that, they're usually not following divine law. Like I said, that was another story for a different day, but I felt it was important to mention that here. So that is my answer to that question. I personally wouldn't do it for anybody other than children and potentially a spouse that's aware, unless you're an energetic healer and you feel like that's your calling, right? And if you feel like that's your calling, you will be guided by the highest version of yourself and also directly from source as to how you're going to navigate that. Because if that's your calling, that's your calling, right? So I hope that this has been helpful. And don't forget, you can always send your questions to support@sarahyagoob.com, or you can just go to my website and there's usually a form there. If you're following me on the gram, which is @entrepreneursarah, feel free to DM me your questions because it could very well land up on one of these Q&As that we do. So thanks for listening. And until next time, rest, recover, and recharge, renegades. Hey, renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.